remember any of them. I believe that's our ring.
I know this alarm. I believe you're right.
We'll see. Hello, jot them down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, even Lum's trump card, a pretended nervous breakdown, failed to get him back into the store and bakery, so he's just about at the end of his list of plans to arouse Abner's sympathy. Abner, on the other hand, is having quite a struggle running the store alone, and is on the verge of dropping his stern pose and taking Lum back. As we look in on the little community today, we find Abner in the Jot 'em Down store. Mousie is loading the delivery truck, and Grandpappy Spears is sitting at the library table reading. Listen.
Hey, Abner, come over here and listen to this minute. See how I'm getting along. Lee Bon Pier, Lay Bonny Mir, Thun Bon Garcon, Thuny Jun Philly.
Grandpap, I ain't got time to listen to you learn the French language.
Howie, Monsieur. Howie, Mademoiselle.
I don't know what you want to learn it for anyway, wasting your time on that.
Well, it's good to know other languages, Abner. Never can tell when you might run up again a Frenchman. He might have something important to tell me, and I don't want to miss out on it. Bonjour. Tres bien.
Well, study it to yourself, Grandpap. I got too much work to do around here to listen to you. Can't hardly keep up with this for anyway since Lum ain't here.
I thought you hired Mousie Gray to help you. Can he do the work?
Be quiet, not so loud. I don't want Mousie to hear us. Just to be honest, though, he's worse and no help at all.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have to tell him everything to do, and then I have to show him how to do it, and finally wind up doing it myself.
Well, fire him then, fire him.
No, no, I can't do that. Gus is so proud of him since he got to be a grocery clerk, she knows what to do.
Yeah.
She thinks it's a big advancement over his night watching job at a mill.
She does.
I ain't got the heart to let him go. So did I never realize how important old Lum was around here. Every day I keep running up again things I ain't got the least idea what to do about. Wait a minute. Mousie, come in here and answer the phone.
Yes, sir.
You don't have to tell him to answer the phone.
Yeah, I'd answer it myself, but ain't no use. All the call is for him.
Yes.
Hello? Jot 'em Down Store and Bakery, Clerk Gray speaking. Oh, hello, Gussie.
Well, I think I understand now.
Well, I can't right now, Gussie. I'm all ready to make the deliveries. Well, Lambkin, I'm not tired now.
Lambkin?
Well, yeah, but Lambkin, I... Well, all right, Gussie. All right. Goodbye. Abner.
What is it, Mousie?
I guess I've got to lay down and rest for about 10 minutes.
Sassy press. Rest? Why, you can't do that now, Mousie. Now, you get out there and make the deliveries. You can rest afterwards.
Well, Gussie won't like it.
Well, I can't help that, Mousie. We got a store around here. I go on out there on a truck now and get the groceries delivered.
Well, all right, if you insist, I'll go. Forgive me, Gussie. It isn't my fault. I'm just a slave of the industrial world.
For goodness sake, it's fancy press. Fancy press.
That goes on all the time. That Gussie calls him up every 5 minutes, looks like. Tell him to put on his muffler and put on his overshoes and I don't know what all.
And put a stop to it.
Well, doggies, I wouldn't be having all these troubles if Lum was back in here with me.
Well, why don't you get him back then?
Well, that's what I want to do the worst way, Grandpad. Doggies, I never missed anybody in my life like I've been missing him lately. Facts is, I took this paper out of his hiding place a while ago and started to tear the thing up.
What paper is that?
Why, the one that Lum signed giving me half of the store and bakery.
Well, why don't you go ahead and tear it up then? What's keeping you from it?
Well, if I'd done that, Grandpap, and told him I needed him back in the store, why, then he'd think he'd win the argument.
Yeah.
And all this lesson I've been trying to learn him just be plumb wasted.
Oh, I think he's learned his lesson good enough, Abner.
Well, yeah, but if he finds out that I can't actually get along without him, why, then he'll get himself to where he thinks he's awful important. And then he'll think he's too good for the store and get off on some of them other big ideas of his.
Yeah.
We'll be right back where we started.
Yeah, maybe you're right, Abner.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't see how you're ever going to get back together this way.
Well, all I want Lum to do is just come in here and tell me that he wants to get back in the store. If he'd do that, I'd tear up this paper in a minute. But he ain't never once said that. He just keeps trying to work on my sympathy with them tricks of his. Saying he's going to the orphan's home.
Yeah, I hear him say that.
Having a nervous breakdown. Oh, such as that.
Yeah, let me see that paper once. I never did get to read it.
Yeah, here it is. Ain't much to read on it, though.
Yeah, I wish it was written in French so I could practice.
I'm glad it ain't. I couldn't read it myself.
To who it may concern, I, Lum Edwards, partner of the first party, do hereby turn over to Abner Peabody all my interest in the Jot'em Down store and Pine Ridge Bakery, making him sole owner. I'm Lum Edwards.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Hide that paper. Get it out of here. Hide it quick. There's Lum coming up out there.
Oh,
Dolly, I don't want him to get a hold of it yet.
Where do I hide it?
Oh, anywhere. I don't care. Just so it's out of sight while he's in there. Hurry up.
Yeah, I'll find a place somewhere.
Mind out. Hurry. Here it comes. Well, howdy, Lum. Come on in.
Howdy do, Mr. Peabody. Howdy, Grandpap.
Howdy, Lum.
What can I do for you today, Lum?
Not a thing, Mr. Peabody. I just want to tell you gentlemen that you're trespassing.
Trespassing?
Yes, sir. You may not know it, but both of you are in my half of the library.
What are you talking about?
Abner, if you recollect that paper I signed, just give you my half of the store and bakery.
Huh?
It never said nothing about the library.
Oh.
So beginning today, I'm going to take over here. I'm going to build up a big library business in my half here.
Well, Lum, you can't make no money in a library. Says free public library right there on that sign.
Well, I just heard about a new kind, though. It's called a rental library.
Rental?
Rent out the books that are just giving them out free. I'm going to charge some high rents, too.
Well, nobody ain't going to rent books from your half when they can get them over in my half for nothing.
I'll advertise my books. Make everybody want mine. I'll run your half of the library clean out of business.
Yeah, do whatever you want to. I don't care. Don't make no money out of the library, no way. Besides, I ain't got time to argue with you. I got too much work to do. Grandpap, sort of keep eye on the store. I got to pile up some feed back here. Yeah, all right, Abner.
Let's see now. Where would you say was the middle of them shelves of books, Grandpap?
Mom, why don't you cut out this pish-posh?
Pish-posh?
Yeah, you know you can't make enough money out of this library thing.
Yeah, I know it, Grandpap. I don't know. But at least I can be in the store here. I don't know how to explain it, but when I ain't in here, I feel sort of lost. A ship without a rudder.
Well, of course you feel that way. Now, why don't you just tell Abner you want to get back in the store?
Well, Grandpap, there ain't no one thing I'd rather do, believe me. During these last few days, I've been missing being with Abner something awful. Never realized before just how much he meant to me.
Well, then why don't you tell him that? Tell him you learned your lesson and you won't back in. He'll take in, I know he will.
Well, I don't know. But then that, he'd think they think he'd win an argument with me, and then there wouldn't be no living with him.
That's all I want to know. Hey, Abner, come in here, Abner.
What do you know calling him for? Don't you tell him nothing I said.
What do you want, Grandpap?
Come over here, Abner.
What is it?
I want you two fellas to look at one another.
Now, wait a minute. What's all this about?
Now, you two stubborn old idiots, listen to me. Lum here just said he wants to get back in the store. And, Abner, you said you wanted him back, didn't you?
Well...
Of course you did. So stop all this foolishment and join up again. Go ahead and shake hands on it. Go on, don't just stand there, shake hands.
All right.
That's it.
Granny,
what to say, hardly, Abner.
Well, I reckon I don't need alarm, Hardy.
I guess we have been acting sort of silly. Just a couple of old idiots, like Grandpap said.
Yeah.
It's all my fault, too.
No, it weren't, Mom.
Yes, it was. I never ought to have signed that paper in the first place, even as a joke.
Well, I never ought to have kept it, neither.
Well, you had a perfect right to keep it, Abner, and I don't blame you.
Well, I just done it for your own good, Mom. Just to learn you a little lesson, that's all.
Learn me a lesson?
Yeah, well, sort of make you appreciate the store and not get off on big ideas that might now ruin us every time you get one.
What do you mean, ruin us? I've had some pretty good ideas in my day. Fact is, I'm the only one around here that ever did get a idea. If I had a partner who'd cooperate with me, we might get summers with my ideas.
Now, Lom, you know dead blame well that we just get in trouble over them. That's all we ever do. They just cost us money and get us lawsuits and everything else. If you'd ever listen to me...
Listen to you? That would ruin us. I don't need you to tell me how to run this store.
Well, now, this ain't your store to run. Don't forget, I ain't give it back to you yet. I still got that paper.
Oh, I keep the paper. See if I care. I don't need you or the store or nothing else to get on. I'll make it out.
Well, wait a minute now. What are you doing there?
I'm taking some of my books out of my library.
Huh?
I'll start a bookstore or something. I don't know. Grannies, I'll show you.
Well, start it a long ways away from here, then.
Don't you worry. I can't get far enough away from this place to suit me.
Yeah.
Abner, call him back. Don't let him leave this way. Call him back and make up.
No, sir. Not with him, I won't make up. I don't be... Get out that paper, Grandpap. I'm going to lock that thing up somers now, and I ain't never going to give it back to him.
Yeah. That's the way you feel, I suppose.
Yes, sir. That's the way I feel. I'll tell you that.
Uh-oh.
What's the matter?
Oh, my goodness. You know where I hid that paper?
Where?
In one of them books I'm just taking out of here.